Alright. Stone Woman Podcast. I'm fucking, I don't know, socks. Okay.
We're in Big Bear!
Yeah, we're fucking Big Bear. Alright, Gilda. It's been like 3-4 weeks since we posted.
Gilda's our one listener. So all of them were like, so Gilda.
Did she listen to the whole thing?
I don't know. She could just be fucking capping.
Yeah, she could be capping.
Wait.
Yeah. We're in Big Bear now. Woo! We got RV and shit, dude.
Half of it works.
Yeah, half of the shit works. The guy was like, but you know what? Last time we came because we had the old models, and then now that we have the new models, we're like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's the first new. Thing we walked in is all the furnishing, like, it just looks nicer. It used to be like a shitty brown. And
now it's like nicer, old 70s brown.
It's a nicer finish.
But now it doesn't function.
So we walked in, we're like, oh shit.
He was just going over the panels like, oh, this means you're full. This means
yeah, we didn't even go, fuck. We're like, this shit looks nice.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the last time? Did you guys not have that panel?
No, what? This RV looks almost the exact same.
It looks,
just
the layout and everything is identical, exactly except this wasn't retarded, and that was poo-poo brown. And more
and
shit
the
worked.
Outlet worked, and the fridge worked, we had a shit hose.
It was a small one, but at least they came with a shit hose.
It came with a shit hose.
It was like a 4-footer, but it's better than zero.
Yeah.
I was talking about it this time, because last time you guys used, what's his name? Jew. What do we nickname him?
Jew. The Jew.
Jew. Okay. I'll just say Jew. Bear you used Jew's gloves.
No. We did?
Yeah.
I thought we used Scarlet's.
I thought we used Scarlet's socks.
Oh, it was Scarlet?
I feel like socks? We used somebody's gloves.
You no. Someone used someone's gloves and then you used your
socks. And then socks.
You weren't distracted with the glove and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. When we went back to school.
And we were boxing
dude, we
with
planned
the
that shit on a 3-day weekend, dude.
That was fun.
Yeah, dude. We were just beating the shit out of each other after when we got back.
I'm glad that we didn't overplan this trip. That's what I was worried about. I'm like, well, alright, we're going to do it after Christmas.
Basically,
I'm like, well, I'm not going to keep planning shit. I'm not going to plan
what
we're going
to do.
We planned it well this time.
We planned when we're going to get it.
Because I feel like I underprepared this time.
Last time went really well. For like something so rushed. We got, yeah, that was cool. Why took us a week to plan that whole shit, and then we're up in Big Bear.
I just didn't want to plan what we're gonna do. Like, I know we're just gonna go walk and shit, but there's no real plan on the agenda.
Yeah,
we're trying to get, you know, so we don't starve.
Mm.
It's like the basics.
Plan,
got a place.
Plans
blankets.
Fall through though. Now there's like half as many people as we're gonna come.
Yeah, the Jew. But, you know, fuck, dude.
When you got big balls like this, is only so much room to have
fucking
in an RV.
Nuts, dude.
Cat COVID, but did he end up testing positive for COVID or did someone?
Eli.
Yeah.
No. Talk to me.
The Jew.
He's just at the airport.
His mom.
his mom forgot his ticket or something.
Yeah, they didn't buy his ticket or some shit.
Oh,
like
what the hell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can go.
It was like the day before. It was like Christmas Day. And he's like, what time am I coming over? I'm like, I don't know. When is your flight coming? And he's like, hold up. Came back and said, can't go. Mom forgot. And I was like, pog.
So,
as much as I wanted Eli to come, it'd be cool if we had another body in here. But it wasn't also beneficial to our trip. It actually would have costed us more. He was only giving us $75.
Mm-hmm.
It still would have been fun to have.
Yeah, no, I know.
I finally started believing that he would come. The whole time I went, he's not coming.
Did you say that about Brayden too? Brayden?
Yeah, I was like, Brayden's for sure going to come. And then, because he like just went on a trip like a week before I asked him.
Mm.
Like with his other friends. I'm like,
yeah, I saw that.
But I'm like, there's no way this guy flakes. And then, like, a month and a half ago, he's like, can't go. I'm like, what the fuck?
Why can't he go?
Church.
I can't have my people from church sticking at me. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of tards.
Tards. Fucking Zach.
6'4 freak.
6'4 freak. Oh, yeah, 6'4 tard.
6'4 tard. Breaks his hand at work.
Oh, my God.
His other arm.
No, he didn't break it. He
heard it.
Yeah,
he's fine now. He's back at swimming.
If you break your arm at a fucking minimum wage paying job, you don't need to go back the next day.
You try too hard. You're trying too hard.
Yeah, of course it does.
No, they actually make 14. I'm sorry. That's $1
above
minimum wage.
Oh,
no, it's gonna be minimum wage next year.
I didn't know how much they pay, but I feel like that wouldn't be a minimum wage.
I think Brayden makes 14 too.
McDonald's is obviously minimum wage.
It's $13 now. Okay. Next year it's gonna be 14. So next year,
yeah, minimum wage
right?
is going up.
A couple days.
Speaking of that, so stupid. raising minimum wage.
I guess. Sure. I don't know. I don't want a politician. I don't know how it's going to affect nothing.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I guess you're right. I don't know like the full effects.
But then the cost of living is also going up anyways. So
because they keep raising the minimum wage.
Well, it's also not just that. Inflation's a bitch, man. Inflation's a bitch. They're also just adding a lot of taxes to it.
I like the gas analogy tax, someone gave property tax. To a girl that doesn't understand
in general.
That's just California for you.
Yeah. What? Us in New York, we just get taxed a shit ton.
Somebody gave an analogy to a girl that doesn't understand inflation and then like, monkey banana rare. But monkey makes more banana.
No, that was for printing. Monkey. For printing.
Money. Why can't we just print more money? That's inflation. That's basically inflation.
Oh, yeah, no, but we're not talking. Okay, never mind. We're talking about minimum wage. This girl's in my government class. Stupid. Well, I still don't understand why we can't just print money. Dude, how old are you?
Germany did that shit. They didn't work out.
Surprise. It was like, we're going to print money and then pay off our debts and our new printed money. And then what was the biggest bill they end up having?
The
biggest bill that they had. It was in the millions, right?
I don't know. I thought their entire war of operations was over 800.
The Versailles.
That's the treaty.
The Treaty of Versailles.
The city of Versailles. What was the bill?
The Treaty of Versailles.
I don't know what the bill was.
I don't remember the
Treaty of Versailles.
Don't play with your bean.
I have my hands been in my pants this whole time.
Dude, I haven't heard anybody call it a bean in so long.
Because that's what they call vaginas, like their clitoris.
The clitoris, no, not vaginas, the clitoris. But it was like
the entire clitoris.
The last time I heard that, I think I was watching a fucking Dave Chappelle skit.
I am the band 70 watt light bulb.
No. Okay. Yes.
How do you change topics so quickly?
Gross.
Not all the time.
Up here. Not like when you get out of cold water, but like.
No.
Oh, like. Are they up on your roof?
But they're not real. Not really, though. Oh, it's not what I'm saying. It's not like when you get out of cold water. I farted. So my balls are weird.
I'm warm as fuck. These motherfuckers hanging.
Like feel these sweats. Like, I ain't getting no warm.
That's spandex. That's just loose spandex.
I have like four more prisons.
For real. CNN 10. I don't like that guy's head shape. Like his haircut.
Oh, the Mexican guy?
Messes with his head. That's
oh, fuck. Guy. Is his name Mark something? Matt? Mark. Yeah.
He always makes a pun at the end of the CNN 10. Yeah.
Oh.
Mark something.
He's cool. Check what's going on in the news. What's something that big happened that recently?
Nashville.
No, did you guys hear about
what? That? What? I didn't hear about that. What was that?
Oh, I was going to talk about that bill.
An RV. So, like, someone parked an RV.
Us.
In a, like, in a street.
We did.
And I don't know the exact details, but I don't know if it was, like, the city. It wouldn't make sense if it was the city. The RV started playing an emergency, like, it was, like, it sounded like an emergency evacuation.
Like a siren.
They told people to, like, please evacuate. And then once when no one was there, it exploded.
Huh.
That's it.
What the fuck?
Wait.
So no one died.
So no one was injured?
I don't know if maybe there was someone in there. I don't know.
No, but like, just in case, there was no victims.
I don't think anyone else got killed. Because everyone was like, the street was totally, like.
Yeah, they're like, oh shit, let's dip.
I think so. That sounds so fucking crazy. It was at nighttime too. So I don't know if it was normally just.
God. That's not like a ghost farted from the cabin. That's why I moved my foot. I'm like, fuck.
But, yeah, I was talking to my mom about it. And I was like, why would anyone do that? Like, there's no casualties.
I would call it a bombing. I would just call it a bomb.
That is weird. The RV itself.
Did it destroy property? Did it do anything?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe the direct building. But my mom was like, it doesn't always have to be that. It's like, sometimes, like, the person just.
It was like, a meth lab.
Maybe they'll do experimenting, and then, like, they'll find a manifesto. And that's what people sometimes do.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh.
Concept. True. RV, meth lab, need to get rid of it. Feds on them.
Are you watching Breaking Bad recently?
Nah, apparently it's not the right time in my life.
He keeps trying to tell me, let's watch Breaking Bad. I'm like, it's not the right time in my life. I'm not 24. I started watching it.
It's good.
It's not the right time in his life.
It's okay. It's good. Yeah.
It's just a good show.
I have so many shows.
I wanted to watch Prison Break, but I heard it's boring.
It's long. I did watch it a lot when I was little. Didn't know what was going on. I remember one scene when they do escape one of the prisons. They, like,
They blow tied. A hole in the wall. No, no, they're no, no. drilling in certain places.
It's so this, basically they find out one of the guards. He always turns his face because the sun reflects off, so he can't see. So they have a bunch of bed sheets. They file out the window bars, and he climb out. Boom, and like all the other part, like how to escape the escape car or whatever. I remember that briefly, and the guy. So ugly. Like, it looks like... I don't know. For me, in my memory, I feel like the main guy always had, like, black eyeliner. Like, I don't know. It was weird.
I also feel like it's not the right time in my life to watch Dexter.
Dexter? That one's a good one. It's
what's,
good.
What's Dexter? It's really good.
Dexter's the one where the murder... Murderer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He murders good killer.
People. I'm sorry, bad but people.
He works...
Murders, people. He murders very nice
he
men.
Works... So he has, like, a disorder with blood. Like, he
yeah,
loves blood.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he works with the
PD, the
yeah,
forensics.
The police for like yeah. blood stuff. But he also, on his side job, kills
yeah, that bad people. Fucked up.
Like he like you know, they just like rape like he kills like a rapist or a child rapist and the rapist like killed someone.
He's just watching like fucking
and the whole time
what's that show?
It's I mean, I don't know if it's like this for the whole season.
NCAA. No, Special Victims Unit.
Dexter's there's, just watching that, like, I'm gonna go catch that guy.
There's a serial killer who's messing with them the whole time. Or, like, they're, like, playing a game, because he doesn't see it as, like... They both... You have to watch it. It's...
I've seen one or two episodes.
Yeah, it's him and a serial killer going
all I gotta say is never fall in love with a stripper.
So I heard Mars and Venus lined up, or Jupiter and Venus? What was it?
Jupiter and Saturn.
No.
Was that on December Jupiter.
21st? Oh, when Jesus came out? I saw Jesus.
I see him walking on the water. Yeah. He was on my pool.
Okay, did you guys see that thing? It's like, no. like people on December 31st when they get their powers. Did you see all that stuff?
No.
It's like, I don't know. There's
it's not December 31st.
No, I know it's gone. It's past, but like.
What? It's not past?
December 31st is not.
No,
gone.
21st. 21st.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, well, no shit, dumbass.
Who gets powers?
I don't know. No, something happened December 21st. Apparently, like, people were. Like, it was a joke that people were going to get powers, but I just don't know what, why the reason of the joke.
Someone's not religious.
That's what I was wondering. Maybe the planets were lining up or some shit on that day. Oh, okay. Did you guys hear about John Mulaney?
No.
He's in rehab now.
For what?
Who's John Mulaney?
Well, he's a comedian.
He's the guy from Big Mouth. The taller kid.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He always talks about when he's, like, doing stand-up and stuff that he... always gets offered high-class drugs. Basically cocaine. He has a coke addiction.
Oh.
Basically, that's what I think. I'm not too sure because I don't know too much of the details. But yeah, he's in rehab. I like him. He's kind of funny.
He's very funny.
Huh.
I like Nick Kroll better.
Oh, the other voice? Who's that? That's the little one.
That guy.
What the
gym
fuck?
Teacher.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, oh. I'm alone. What happened to that garbage...
You did it so bad.
Yeah.
just like the gym teacher, you went,
yeah!
You know,
because that's what he sounds like.
He's
like,
yeah! Just like a gym teacher. Nah, dude, I thought you were imitating like a dinosaur in
dude,
Jurassic
Big
Park.
Dude, Big Mouth season 4 came out.
Dude, I'm not going to watch that show.
Dude, that show's... I don't like that show.
I hate it, but I always end up watching it.
That was me with Rick and Morty. I didn't want to watch it. And then, I like Rick and Morty.
I don't watch Rick and Morty. Not because I don't like it.
I like the other show, Solar Opposites.
Comedians. I hate people who watch Rick and Morty and think that they are so smart from watching.
Yeah, like, at first it was like, I thought it was just a joke, but people actually think they're fucking smart as shit.
Or
yeah.
Like, I don't like when people say like, oh, it's a different humor. It's like, no, dude. It's just, sometimes it's not funny. Like, The Office. Like, people say it's like, you don't understand the humor. I was like, I understand the humor. It's very basic humor. Like, you're supposed to understand it. It's just, yeah. I just don't. I'm not entertained by that.
I've only seen some episodes. Some episodes are pretty
funny. The only character that I like is Dwight. I feel like the clips that I've seen of him, like his highlight reel.
Dwight, the glasses
so
guy?
Funny. Yeah.
I've seen the one like where he tries to get everyone into safety.
Yeah. It's called hentai. It's an art.
I like the scene with the glasses guy, Dwight, when he's trying to get everybody into the safety or whatever. So like, he like puts the trash can on fire and locks the door, and then when they go to grab it, it's like on fire. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, oh my god, everybody for themselves. They throw a printer through the window or some shit.
Like, what's the one where it's like, who broke the stapler? And they're all getting mad. He's like, I broke the stapler. It was me. There's some things, but I'm not gonna watch fucking 12 seasons of The Office to watch just some gems.
I hate when episodes like there's like
shows. Who watches The British Office?
The British Office?
Yeah.
What's that?
Honestly, if a show goes on that long, there's gonna be good parts. There's no way you fuck up for 12 seasons straight. Like,
no, there's definitely good episodes to The Office.
I really like
that. Just, do I really want to dissect the 12 seasons?
Remember the fucking the Prius one that we watched
in The Lamperts?
Yeah. He's like, oh my god, because he was running over Dwight. They were in a fight. Dwight and the other guy who always breaks him. He was driving the Prius. Like, oh my god, if he goes under 5 miles per hour, he's virtually silenced.
Yeah.
He sneaks up and he pins him against the wall with his car. And I thought that shit was funny. He's like,
wait.
And like Dwight or the other guy is just standing facing towards like a leafed wall.
I could see the other guy right now, my memory, as. Does that make your panties moist? Is that him or the other guy?
Jim.
Okay.
I love you, Jim. Don't touch me.
Who's giving me?
You know who Meat Canyon is?
Oh, he's a YouTube dude. You never saw that thing? He's like, have you ever seen something so perfect, so unobtainable? It's Ed and Eddie.
He makes like really weird animations.
He makes
I haven't seen that.
Lately, he's been on a sexual streak. But before it was like murder.
SpongeBob?
Like,
you know animations that I've been like, I see on TikTok and I kind of want to look up, but I don't like, it's so retarded. It's like this like Mickey Mouse hand drawn. It's so stupid, but it's kind of funny.
It's, you can't understand it because he's like, it's so retarded. It's like,
maybe I think I liked it. Maybe.
But when you watch the video, it makes more sense with subtitles because then you're like, oh shit. It's kind of like listening to a Cardi song.
Oh, dude, have you guys seen that? It's very old YouTube video. It's a dog in a plane and he goes, wow, 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 wow. Like, that's it. That's literally it, dude.
I love the Dog of Wisdom.
I don't know.
Oh, Dog of Wisdom. Well, what is your wisdom for today? That was going on like last year. You hear about something? There was a story. It's old now, but we were like too young to be on the internet. Like, it was like a Reddit thing.
Uh-huh.
I think his name was Sky Jackson. The guy stole not a Boeing, but like the Titan from GTA 5. He stole a plane like that, and he just wanted a dual barrel roll because he was suicidal. And he was like, "Well, I just want to go out on a bang." And the guys are just like, "Well, we can help you. You can land." He's like, "Nah, I think I'll die trying to land this thing. I'm just gonna go for it." And he does a barrel roll because someone was recording, and he did a backflip.
He did it, dude.
And he was like, "Holy shit!" And he's like, "You gotta bring it down now." And then the audio cuts out, and then he crashes into a mountain. Oh. Yeah, it was
lame.
His goal though. He was "I'm sorry, it's not. I'm not gonna be coming down."
Are the windows, are the doors locked?
They're locked.
Yeah, they're locked.
Like, no one opened.
There's
them,
a story
when you open them,
of a
inside,
guy
they unlock automatically.
In like the 90s or some shit, and he literally just he was but down on his luck. He's like, wife left him, got became a drunk, got addicted to pills or some shit. Like, he was just shitty part in his life, and he just like waltzed into the army center, like the army base that's there, like next to his town. He just tries to open one of the tanks and it's locked. He's like, oh fuck, and he goes over and he finds one that's open, and he manages to turn it on and start driving. And one of the guy comes. One of the soldiers comes out, he's like, oh, fuck. There's just, like, a dude leaving with a tank, and he went, and he was, like, he kept, like, he did a lot of damage, like, to cars and shit, and I think he might have ended up killing himself.
Probably shot himself in the tank.
Jumps. Have you heard of not the bulldozer, but the killdozer?
The killdozer?
Killdozer,
the
yeah.
Guy, yeah.
There's a killdozer.
Some guy, like, the
he had a muffler shop, and there was a factory that was going to be made next to him, and it basically, it fucked up with his business because people weren't going to see it and stuff. And they, like, he was getting mad, and he talked to City Hall. He's like, he bought all this stuff, like a tractor and all this stuff, to make another road so it splits up, and it makes it so that people can go there and stuff and actually buy mufflers and whatever he needs. And the city's like, nah. And he was just, everybody's like, nah, we don't want to help this guy out. So he ends up, the bulldozer, he ends up, like, all the cement and metal, he ends up welding a tank and stuff. And he had, like, a bunch of cameras around it so he could see outside.
He had no vantage points, insight. And he just, like, pretty much put cement barriers all around the cage.
Did he
have a gun?
He had a gun. He ended up killing himself at the end of it. Because they were trying to open it. Because there was no way in or out. The way to do it was he has to drop the armor down. So once it's down, there was no way for him to get out. So that was his plan. He had like gun ports. And he was driving and he crashed outside of his store. And then he was just going on a rampage. Boom, boom, boom. He didn't really want... I don't think he hurt anybody because he wasn't trying to hurt people. He went on a rampage and yeah, people were like shooting the tank and stuff, and nothing was happening. Bullets were ricocheting off, and they thought of calling the army to get an Apache helicopter to just fucking drop some missiles on that bitch.
Damn.
But yeah, I think one of the radiator went off or something, so it was overheating, and that's when he stopped, and the cops were like all around it. They were climbing the thing, and they just hear a loud bang, and that was him when he took his life.
RIP.
And there's stories of, like, people went in the muffler shop that knew him while he was building it. He was like, hey, what's up? Like, yeah. Like nobody was like, what are you building there?
Nanya.
Nanya.
He's the guy who made the joke. Nanya business.
What? That's a good one. I'm not even angry. That's a good one.
I'm just going to ignore the bulldozing.
There's probably shit ton of stories like that. Just going on rampages and stuff.
Modern Warfare 2, the campaign mode.
Oh, dude.
All Russian.
Fucking crazy. I didn't even know you couldn't. Like, there was an option to not do it later on.
That was only Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, really? Modern Warfare 3 did it again? I don't remember.
Yeah, you have a flashback for no
reason. They're like, we're gonna add it again.
Yeah, it was like, wow, that scene was super controversial. That got us in a lot of trouble. Let's put it in the next game too.
We'll give them the option.
We'll give them the option, but everyone else is gonna be killing them. No Russians.
Damn.
Because that was probably during the times when there was a lot of shootings, huh?
I don't know.
No, I think it was just like, you weren't killing other people with guns. They were just straight up people at an airport.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
I don't think it was a time when shootings and stuff was happening. I think it was just like...
Was Columbine 2009? Columbine.
That shit is sad.
2009?
Columbine.
The year he's asking if it happened like one of the 2009.
Oh, no.
Columbine? You don't know what that is?
Is that one of the worst ones? Like the first worst one?
It's like the first one.
That's like the biggest...
Oh, the school shooting. Okay, I forgot.
It's like the biggest American one.
That was... I think that was 99.
Oh, shit. So I'm 10 years off?
I think it was before 2000.
For some reason, I don't know why, I was, like, looking at stats of, like, the worst school shootings, and there was one in Russia where there was, like, 8,000 students at a school, because, fuck, it's fucking Russia, and 7,800 of them were killed.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's like I just wanted to start going off. It wasn't one guy. It was like,
1999.
The Columbine one, they had, like, pipe bombs and stuff planned, but they didn't go off.
Dude, what's weird, like... You see the Among Us meme, and like they show like the school portrait, and it's kind of creepy. And when you know the backstory, seeing that picture.
What school portrait?
It's like the senior class photo or something.
For
what? For Columbine.
Really, in Among Us? What?
It's funny meme.
No, it's a meme. They made like a meme. Like there are two
Among Us in Columbine.
Honestly.
Okay, I see.
Don't bully kids.
I think it's this picture. Like, fucking tournament.
Those Columbine kids? Bullying's
always going to happen, but like there's also, on the other side, like, helping. Oh.
I think in the meme it's slightly grayed, but the picture looks creepier once you know the backstory.
Oh. Why?
To me, at least.
Why'd you say Among Us?
Because there's
two imposters. Oh, there's two imposters Among Us.
Oh, you know, I think actually, isn't that... No. They take another picture, another class picture, I think in the cafeteria or something, and those two kids, I think... Or it might have been a different school shooting. They're there, like, pretending to hold guns in the very back. And then, like, yeah, a few days later, a week, whatever, they go and do the shooting.
Wait, sounds like
that's fucked up. There does have to be something with mental health, but I don't know how to fix any of that.
When
was Sandy Hook? Part. Sandy Hook was fucked up. He's a kindergartner's.
Oh yeah,
that is fucked up.
The story, when you see that picture,
it looks creepy. It does. Yeah,
it's terrible.
Like, there was, I watched, like, a whole series of some guy who had a cleanup. He was a cleanup crew for Sandy Hook. Yeah, what's that?
There was, like, stories told from the kids when, like, he could hear, like, another kid getting killed in the bathroom. That was terrible.
When you see the creep, the picture looks creepy.
That's, like, so shitty.
Dude, Sandy Hook's, like, so, like, they're at, like, I mean, they're schooled ever since that happened. Like, they can't get in now. Oh, no, I think before, like, they were a pretty good, like, lockdown school. The guy somehow got in, even though, like, there was no way to get into
the doors. They had, like, security and shit, yeah.
What was the backstory behind that? Why'd that guy do that? Like, okay, Columbine, what, were the two kids getting bullied? They went to the high school.
Yeah,
some guy just went to a kindergarten. Like,
he had mental health. I think he killed his mom before that happened.
How old was the guy at Sandy Hook?
Old. Not old, but he's an adult. He was an adult.
That's such a...
And that guy killed his mom?
I think so. I think he killed his mom.
I forgot where I heard this. It was definitely in school, but there is this story. I forgot all the names, but there was this, like, daycare center, and the people that owned it were, like, older people. It was, like, a family of people that owned this daycare center, but they were accused of sexual assault, the kids. And then there was, like, I don't know how long the period was, but there were, like, a bunch of court cases that went on about it, and it was all for nothing because they were found not guilty.
Huh. Were they guilty or not?
I just said they were not guilty.
They weren't actually... Do people still think that they were guilty or not?
I don't know.
When they found not guilty for lack of evidence, but, like, people still think, like...
I don't know.
Like, OJ did it. OJ did it. But he's found not guilty.
Hey, the glove didn't fit.
I heard a conspiracy, like, not too long ago. Probably been out for a long time, but... That his son helped him do it?
Yeah.
That the glove fit his son.
I think there was an actual, I think, case, or he was a suspect, like a major suspect.
That's sus. How did you kill your mom, bro?
He killed his mom.
Who was that bitch that OJ killed?
His wife.
Her girlfriend?
But not...
I don't know. Was it not the actual...
I thought it was
mom. Girlfriend.
You don't like her? Let's look at...
Speaking of... The McMartin preschool trial. A daycare sexual abuse in the 1980s, prosecuted by the Los Angeles District Attorney, Ira Rayner. Members of the McMartin family, who operated a preschool in Manhattan Beach, California, were charged with numerous acts of sexual abuse in the Children's Daycare Center.
Have you guys heard about the 44 Days of Hell, that Japanese girl? I seen it on TikTok, and then I was like, what? What are they talking about?
Did you hear about the Hello Kitty thing?
Is it scary?
it's a murder.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess there's a little bit of a ghost haunting thing.
Don't shut up.
No. It's dark. It's something bad.
I'm Big Bear.
It's
Shut up.
girl was whatever. She was going through her life and stuff, and she ended up as a prostitute for this pimp, right? And I don't know what happened. There was an altercation, and he ended up kidnapping her, and he ended up beating her for days and stuff. Day after day, he had other people hit him, like bodyguards. He had other prostitutes, like, kick. And then one time he got really mad, and there was a day she died, and he like really hit her a lot in the head, and she like started shaking a lot, and then she ended up passing away. What they did was they chopped her up, and like they cooked her body parts so they can take it off the bone and just throw it away in the garbage and stuff. And they said that they used the same ladle that they were stirring all the body parts and stuff with the food that they were actually preparing and ate and stuff. Like, they chopped off the head and they kept it for a few days, and then what they did was they shoved it in a Hello Kitty stuffed animal. And I think one of the prostitutes had it with her for a bit. I don't know, crazy ghost shit. And she ended up going to the Hong Kong police. And then that's when they opened up a case and they arrested a bunch of people and stuff. Like, it was a real case. Like, I was just thinking, like, that's... What the fuck? Like, imagine killing somebody, decapitating, chopping up pieces. As you're cooking their body parts, you're still using that same utensil and stuff and mixing it with your own food to eat. Like,
you're talking about, like, that whole eating thing, and you just reminded me of this American serial killer from the 1800s. Or 1800s, Albert Fish. He, like, his biggest story was
the last of this like
girl named Grace. I think they were neighbors, but the parents went on vacation or something, and Grace was at home, and he had invited her over for something, I don't remember what, or I forget the backstory, but basically, he had locked her up in a closet or something, and then opened the closet, and he was bare naked. He was an old guy, too, so it's creepy. No. And then he started, like, choking her until she would eventually pass away, and they would, like, cut her up and eat her. And then he was convicted of rape because she went missing.
So, have you heard of the story of the, I think it was in Brazil, these kids were playing a video game, like MMO or whatever, like RuneScape, shit like that. Like RPG. And he ended up, like, ripping him off for a sword or something in Ingram currency. And the kid tracks him down, and he goes to his house, and the parents left that day, whatever, to run errands. And the kid ended up just killing this kid also, and also chopping him up, decapitating him. And it seemed like he dragged the bloody body and tried to put it in the attic, but he just couldn't because he was too weak. Because they were literally just children. And when the parents came home, they just saw their parts of their son just everywhere, and blood everywhere. And I was like, wow, that is so fucking just...
How little were they?
I want to say 13. Like, I want to say, like, that's just so...
I feel like that's still old enough to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I like if an 8-year-old accidentally shoots a gun and kills someone.
Did you hear about that 8-year-old that shot himself during his Zoom class?
I did. Was that true?
Well, yeah, it was true.
What happened?
I don't know why he shot himself. I don't know if it was like... they were taught gun safety, so the thing is that the child was like mental health, because like he can't like see his friends and stuff, so he killed himself. I mean, I don't know, but he was on Zoom. I don't know if his camera was off, but there was a thing on whether his mic was muted or not. I've been hearing that it was on, and then I hear things that it was off. Mm-hmm. But like his sister was in the other room doing her class, I think, and then she like came in and saw, after she heard the gunshot, she came in and saw her brother.
It's sad.
When did that end? But I don't even know what you're doing.
I don't even like. I don't know if you can blame it on like mental health. Like it's a third grader.
I guess I most of the blame could be maybe parents or whoever owned the gun, like.
They said they taught gun safety. I don't know. It's so complicated, and like you can't even like say like it's one thing. It's like. People get mad at you. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, then in the end, it's like it's a third grader that died. You know, it's like, why? Like, what happened?
What has caused this? Okay, so the Japanese one, 44 Days of Hell. I want to look it up because I don't want to get shit wrong. But it was they were high schoolers. They're all like 17. I think one of them was 18, and just this girl turned down this Yakuza young member. And he was upset, so they took her, they kidnapped her. They pretty much just raped her and beat her, like, for, like, 44 days. And then when they killed her, they just put her in a barrel of cement and then rolled her into a construction site.
Oh.
That's it.
Damn.
They were, like, they, like, put, on like, light bulbs on light stands, like, up her ass and vagina until they busted. And then she would just have to sit there. Yeah, they would do like...
Oh, they just heinous, just fucking...
They would hang her by her wrists that were like all sliced up from the ceiling and then use her as a punching bag. It was bad.
Yeah, you can put a light bulb in your mouth, but you can't take it out.
Heard about that. I'm not going to try it. You should try it!
Yeah. Yeah. No, I already know.
I already tried it! That's like why I have a chip too.
Glass everywhere.
After you stretch it, like your jaw will lock up and then you won't be able to do it.
Damn.
What if you just put another light bulb in to pry that one out?
Oh, yeah.
No, your mouth can't.
This may sound a little open. Dumb, but have you guys ever yawned so hard that you get like a cramp down here?
A cock in your mouth?
No, I haven't got a cramp, but my jaw hurts sometimes when I laugh or yawn.
No, after all, like...
I one time, like, I was just yawning a lot one day, and I just, like,
opened your mouth.
I opened my mouth too wide, and then all of a sudden I got a really painful cramp. And apparently it's something that happens if you open your mouth too wide.
That happens to me too. I like lock my jaw will lock. I'll be like,
Never. It seems so
scary though. My jaw doesn't lock. Like I closed it, but I just felt a pain for like five minutes.
Mine will stay open. I'm like,
that's I've never locked my jaw.
Fuck you. No. What for me? What will happen? Like whatever. I'm going out through my day hours. I haven't like eaten or nothing. And then I'll go get like a snack, like almonds. I'll go to chew. All of a sudden, the sides of my mouth like. They feel really fucking. They hurt a lot. Uh-huh. I was like, "What the fuck?"
I've cracked my jaw before, like popping it. I always find it weird that once you pop it, you can feel like movement or not movement. What am I saying?
So like a year ago now, I don't know what the fuck happened. Just one day, started hearing this click in my jaw. It's like it's loud. Never was like that before. Now, can you hear that?
Yeah.
I live with it now. I don't even realize it. I was scared. I was looking shit up for like 3 days. I'm like, why? There's a click.
And I was just... That's the worst feeling when you start looking shit up. Yeah, and you start believing. You're not supposed to do
that. That's why.
Yeah, I've done it too.
Because there's so many things. Because there's so like everything has like symptoms and it like
yeah.
It's so like related. Like the symptoms of the flu and other. Like common cold and not the corona, flu. It's all the same. So it's like you can't really like.
Yeah, around like the first couple weeks of when COVID was really serious and we went into lockdown and everything, I was way more worried about like what the symptoms were, and I don't really give a shit because I haven't gotten it.
Oh, it could be cancer. Body aches.
Like, I was having this thing. I still have it. Like once a week. 2 days out of the week, I shit relentlessly.
Yeah.
I kind of know my schedule now, so I'm going to start shitting a lot, I think, on Monday.
I have
a day where I shit, like, I think I shit 3 times in 15 minutes.
I have a similar problem, and I think it happened after I had mono, or rhino.
Rhino?
Yeah.
Rare rhino.
Mono?
Rare.
The kissing disease?
Yeah.
For eating or boogers?
The Epstein-Barr virus. But when I had mono, it completely, like, ruined my digestive system, because I used to be able to eat, like, Danny would know this, I would devour my food. And, well, actually, you all probably know this. I would devour my food. Yeah. I would eat it really quick.
Yeah.
But now I can't do that. Well, I kind of can't.
I see orders. Can I get a 2 number 9s?
Number 6.
Can't eat food as fast, and I have gag reflexes in the morning, can puke pretty easily. It's so confusing.
Your brother putting his cock and balls in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you're supposed to brush your tongue, but I could only get like in like an inch to half an inch in sometimes. I'm just like,
I force myself to gag.
I don't brush my tongue every time.
No, I do.
I do it every time.
That's the main reason why I brush my
tongue. Ever since...
Like, obviously to brush my teeth, but I like
that's
flossing.
That's mainly where the bad breath is.
But
mainly.
it's my tongue and my gums that I brush my teeth for.
Also once drink water if you don't drink
once
water,
I went back to hybrid I started brushing twice a day because I sometimes I think there were some days I didn't brush,
some weeks I don't brush.
Dude, all middle school never brushed.
No, when I first moved in with Ray, I like stopped brushing.
I didn't start. You know what, I don't think I started brushing my teeth until you started making fun of me because of, and then I got
that stink ass breath.
Wow
and
he gets you to do things. He got Zach to put on deodorant.
He got me to stop brushing my teeth.
I didn't do shit.
You got Zach to brush his teeth, but his breath still fucking.
No,
stinks.
No, you got to put deodorant on.
Remember when you like?
Oh
you
no, I got someone to start washing their feet.
Because,
no, it was you.
Yeah,
you
picked washing, him up for something, and then we're like, it's true. Like, we're in lockdown. That's, you know, right. You have free time. You can brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Was I the one who got you to start washing your feet too?
Me?
Yeah, cheese feet.
Like, no,
it's for like cheese.
It's because I would run. I would used to run in my
no,
shoes that I would always.
We used to, like, he used to make fun of you hella.
Yeah, I know, because I would wear like my shoes that I would be really active in is the same shoes that I'd wear. Then I started wearing different shoes.
Honestly, for me, it doesn't matter anymore. But when I was a kid, I would always. That's why I'm like so like ill. You're wearing shoes without socks on. Is that my shoes would smell really bad if I wasn't wearing socks?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now I always wear socks, and now I just like. Just slip on your shoes. I'm like, I'm not gonna put my shoes on if I don't have socks on.
No,
I'm not even gonna, walk to the fucking bathroom in that.
The only time I'll ever do that is if, like, the back end of it is like down, so now it's a slide.
Now it's a slipper. No, like, don't do that. I don't know.
I sometimes used to not shower every day. The only time I would shower was for school.
I shower every day. I shower twice every day.
After, as soon as I hit the 7th grade, I started showering every day. But before hours. That, I would, like, shower once every other day.
I also bust a nut in the shower, too. So I get two busts. Only in the shower.
You shower twice a day?
Yeah.
I
shower.
Well, that too. Okay, when I wake up, I'm obviously clean because I showered last night. But then, like, I just feel gross. Like, I just want, and plus, I need to bust a nut. Like, I like need to bust a nut in the morning, and I don't like doing it on my covers. I like going down the drain. Bust a nut. So I'll take a shower, rub one out.
Wow.
So you do it every day.
Later in the day, I have practice. I smell like chlorine, and then rub one out. Gotta go take a shower again.
Do you do it every day or twice a day?
Yeah, twice a day.
No, the other one.
You bust a nut twice a day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every time I'm in the shower.
How the fuck do you do that?
It goes right down the drain.
Like, I mean, bro, it's just water.
But I used to not shower every day. I would only shower for school because I remember sophomore year, I went a whole week without showering. And I didn't care. But
you just think?
Yeah.
Oh. No shit, didn't shower.
But like...
No shit, dumbass.
Going into junior year, I was, like, way more self-conscious about my hygiene, so I've showered every day since. The last time I haven't showered every day was last trip to Big Bear. So
I find myself sometimes, like, I don't shower.
Like, on the weekend, like, sometimes I'll let it...
I hate the conscious, like, I don't want to smell bad.
Like, that's why like, you feel like you don't smell bad, but... Like, for you probably don't smell bad, but you feel like you do.
It's the sweat buildup.
I put deodorant on every day. That's what if I don't shower...
No, I put deodorant on too, but I need to take a shower. Well, I mean, I don't need to take a shower.
You feel like you need to.
But once a day. I just feel gross too. And I like rubbing one out in the shower.
At least every 24 hours.
That's basic. That's mainly why I take a shower. It's so I can bust a nut.
I just like to clean my ass. Like, only wash my dick.
Got this RV so I can look at that sexy ass dog. You gotta take a photo with that dog.
We're like, there's two RVs, one a fully working one, and then there was one with the dog.
A sexy ass dog.
But half of the stuff was working.
Half the shit don't work.
I mean, that's what you get with sexy ass.
Just imagine we got the working RV, you didn't have that dog. How would you feel?
Nothing, because you wouldn't have
a boner all the time.
What's working?
Yeah, why did we start humping shit?
Why would they put a dog?
Oh yeah, we started humping shit today.
Because it's supposed to be pet friendly, but you have to pay $200 more for pets. Because
of hair and shit. So this is like a bigger hassle.
We think a dog honestly, on a fucking trip. Honestly, for like a week, dude, I really contemplated puppy? on bare ass shaving Odie to come. Like, you want to go hair? I'm like, I don't want a skin dog. That'd be so gross.
In the snow? Yeah.
In the snow. Oh, poor
you got the
guy.
Vibes of clothes and shit.
Bro, I would have definitely taken my puppy. For dude. Sure. They're literal children. They're like, they... It's 6 months on
fucking yeah, 14. Dude, they're not but even they're a year big. Old. They're big.
He's huge. He's already 75
pounds. They're going to be over 100 pounds.
Mine are big dogs, too.
Okay. No, they are. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Okay.
They have big dogs. I'm still pissed.
Your dogs
not because they not we started. Because when they got them, they only lived on the streets. Like, their whole life before we got them. Yeah, they were only... they were straight street dogs. Never lived in a house, never had an owner.
Uh-huh.
And,
that's why they were
That's why they were pussies.
And they were really skinny. And when we got them, they're still skinny. And now they're, like... You used to see their ribs, and now you can't really see the ribs on the gray one. Or the black one. These are fat fucking dogs now.
Dude, a girl dog or a girl puppy's ripped.
She's fucking really buff.
They
could only buy her a shirt. Like, the girl shirts for dogs are small. So whenever we get her shirts, they just got her a shirt for Christmas. It comes as my Christmas present.
Yeah.
Shirt.
Yeah, well, that's because, like, oh, if I get this for the dogs, that costs us very, right? Like, okay, yeah.
And I put it on my girl dog, Pixie. She looked fucking yoked out of her mind. She had the fucking, the shoulder muscles right here. She looked.
She had like the whole Hogan build, like the tight shirt.
And then Odie looked like 50 Cent because it was just like a gray.
Yeah, it looked like a real shirt.
It was kind of tight on her too, so it just looked built.
It just looked like a real shirt.
You know what I want to get for my dog? You guys should get chain collars.
Like the spikes?
No.
Oh.
Just like chain, like it's like a chain.
No, that's weird.
But it's for
don't
a dog.
Get that for your dog.
No,
you're gonna see that your dog. Your dog's gonna get fucking scared.
Tiny you know, dick.
But I think you can only do it for like pit bulls. Like pit bulls look pretty decent.
No, you can do it for whatever dog you want.
No, basically, but like it looks
pit bulls, right? Rottweilers,
Mastiffs,
Wallawallas,
Wallawallies.
I always wanted Shaggy dog until I realized that's an ugly ass dog.
Oh,
Shaggy. Not Scooby Doo Shaggy, but Shaggy.
Uh-huh.
You know what dog I'm talking about, right? The mop dog?
Yeah.
Ugly
ass dog.
Yeah, they're fucking ugly, man.
They have a lot of upkeep because they're dread.
A girl puppy, so.
Oh my god.
Like when she sits, like just politely. She's only neck. She has no shoulders.
Yeah,
she's
just neck. She
looks like the straight up fucking wrestler. Like just a massive, just
absolute cranked out of her mind.
She's fucking off the juice every day, but she's like, she's so aggressive.
So chess.
Chess?
What do we know about chess?
Okay, all right. So I've been trying to do the. No, just kidding. What do I know about? What do you call?
Chess.
I just know. I don't know any like names like that. I played chess. I understand how it works.
The Queen's Gambit.
I remember the movie, but I cannot think.
I've been learning about that.
It's a show.
No, that.
No, it's a move. I know, but yeah, that's the name of the show that me and Elmer are watching.
I think there's like a move called a castle where you swap your king and rook.
Okay, that's just a move. There's like name of plays that you do.
I'm not good at chess. Cannot think ahead.
God, no. We should play chess together because I'm shitty.
Like, we would need Wi-Fi, but like, last year, we were doing it in band.
Oh, no, yeah, I used to play chess with
dude. Brayden.
Jacob. No, I used to play with Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
He felt really good.
We were
at
jump line one time, and he was like, I was playing chess. He was like, is that itches? Or whatever it was? Itchless?
Like that.
And he was like, I was like, yeah. And he was like, I got it too. You want to play? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I still have his contact on my phone right now. He told me, he's like, can you not say that? Because we weren't like, friends. Like, I'm not even in it. Oh, I'm in it.
Because I remember.
Hey, don't say that number. Don't text me.
I started playing it, and then I got you and Faith. I got Daniel and Faith to play it too.
Yeah, chess.
Faith and I played it a lot during band, and I think I beat her every time. And then Daniel beat me one time, and he was so proud of himself.
So Daniel, you shit at chess or what?
No, I'm pretty good. I started playing the computer, and I almost beat it.
Oh yeah, I've never beaten the. I think I almost beat the
beginner AI.
I think I almost beat, because I did it on Cool Math Games.
Have you guys heard of Deep Blue? Huh? It's Deep Blue.
Oh, the AI?
Yeah. It's Yeah, like the first like major AI.
Are they talking about Deep Blue, the fucking anime movie?
There's this show on Twitch called Lover Host, and George was on it one time.
Yeah, I seen that one. Sabnap was on it too.
I didn't see any of those.
I saw the one with George.
Yeah.
Later during his stream, after he won, he went up against Andrea. I think she was one of the contestants on the show, but she's really fucking good at chess. Her and her sister, they have like a Twitch show mostly evolving around that. She beat George. He had like, because the way it worked is they had like a timer for each of them. George had a timer for 1 minute, and every time you take time to think about your move, that timer goes down until you run out of time. Well, yeah. Well, because some chess works different, because I don't think that's how we played it.
Well, you could set different timers.
Yeah. But he had 1 minute, and then she had 10 seconds, and she beat him one time.
Damn.
She's really good, because they call it, like, pre-moves, but she thinks ahead a lot. And she it wasn't even hard for her, because she was talking during it, too. She's like, oh, why'd you do that? It's like, damn.
My coworker has been really into chess right now. Like, he's been talking to me about like whatever's happening in like chess champion. Like, he's talking about this Italian chess player and shit, and like telling me about entries.
According to the show, me and Elmer are watching about chess. The Russians are cracked.
I'm cracked at chess, my guy.
That no one ever beats the Russians. But that was back in the 60s. I don't know.
He's a Russian.
I feel like
he's yeah. The average scores back then were like 2100. And now the top players have 2800. Back
he's a Russian. Day, he's got vodka.
With Deep Blue.
And he's cracked the chest.
Like some Russian guy that they went up against. That was like a grandmaster.
This is apparently to be a grandmaster, you have to beat a grandmaster.
Damn. So is that Darth the grandmaster Saber. You beat the grandmaster still?
Yeah.
Darth Saber.
Are you the best?
A grandmaster is just a title. It's like diamond.
But you gotta be the best. How many more records can my records sell? How many more records can my records break? More records.
Are you trying to fart again?
More records.
No.
More sales.
But I'm the best.
But I'm the best. Are you the beast and the same animal?
No. Are you a different beast and the same animal?
You're woke.
You're welcome.
What the fuck does that mean, Kobe Bryant? How many more records can my records break?
Have you guys ever had that thing where but when you're little, best. You see like a celebrity all the time or like a singer, so like sometimes they have a different voice and then you finally hear them talk like later on in your life and you're like, huh, that's what they sound like.
No, but for I some think that reason, was a Kobe. Yeah, but like, I literally imagined the most person I'd ever seen on television was Kobe Bryant. Because everyone loved football. And I think my family either loves or hates the Lakers. I'm not sure.
Football and basketball are not the same thing.
Yeah, he said football.
Did I say football?
Yeah.
I meant basketball, and that's why I said Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant did the football and the holy ones.
With the Turks. I remember I had that, but like I've always been so confused when I hear someone's like real voice. Like I heard Melania Trump's voice for the first time, and I did not. I
does
forgot.
She speak fluent English?
She sounds like she doesn't.
It does. Yeah, she sounds. No, she sounds
I
like
feel
she
like she does.
Her voice threw me off so hard.
But maybe
she definitely does. But she's
well, like any British.
I think it's just her language.
Or like
language
any.
Yeah.
Is she Colombian?
Or like any British actor that uses an American accent, or like Hugh Laurie from House. I like did not know he was British when I heard his actual voice for the first time.
Who?
Hugh Laurie. From
we had
House.
A conversation about this.
We had a conversation. He has a British accent in the show. Doesn't he? Or what?
No, we had the conversation and you had to look it up and he has an American accent. And you were like, no, it's an American guy playing a British guy. I'm like, no, it's a British guy playing an American guy. He has an American accent.
Yeah.
And you're like,
dude,
no.
British guys with American accents are pretty good. Have you seen All American?
No.
The black dude.
The whole story.
Oh, yeah.
He's from like Crenshaw. So he has to talk like the lingo of Crenshaw and he's totally British. And so, like,
he got
invited onto
that.
An Ellen show, and he was like talking like he's British and stuff. And they were like, "Can you do your voice?" And then he was like, "Yo, what up? From Crenshaw, homie."
That was bad.
And then
you
can
tell you're not from Crenshaw or British.
Yeah, you can tell I'm not an actor as well, huh?
It's also like Tom Holland with.
Did Spider-Man. I do that?
Wait, hold on. What is that from?
I don't know. I was talking to my friend about
did
it.
Did I?
Oh. I like, we were playing GTA and it exploded something and I was like, did I do that?
Well, you do it bad. Do it again.
What did I do?
You just did said it that? Better and like, I thought, it sparked something. It started to spark. You
I don't even know what
like,
I said
whatever.
It.
Fuck you.
No, like,
don't even know what I'm saying.
Because like, when you said, I'm like, yeah, that is just something I know. And then he said, I'm like, closer.
Nah, it's starting to ring some bells, eh? In my white tee.
Dude, imagine crying while watching.
Wasn't crying while watching the Matthew McConaughey
movie. No. Popper.
Popper Penguins?
No.
It's a good movie.
Chim-chiminy.
Chim-chim-chiminy.
Is it Squidward?
Mary Poppins. Imagine crying while watching Mary Poppins.
Is that Squidward?
Such good music. Love that.
Mary Poppins?
The newer one?
Shit, I didn't see it. I haven't seen it.
Dude, that's right. There was a new one.
The music is so good. There's a guy.
Is it a remake or is that just a different movie?
Remake.
It's a remake. It's just newer.
Oh yeah. Well, done that shit.
The lifestyle. Yeah.
They have a guy on the who sings in it, and I think he's like one of the main characters. Like,
don't talk.
All right. Name one song that you know all the way that you're ashamed of. Jared, go.
I'm ashamed of?
Oh, no.
Like, you wouldn't want to listen to it with other people because you'd feel like you'd get made fun of.
Oh,
I know the words.
One I listened to recently is Boils by Lord.
Lord?
Lord.
That's right. That's bag, right, baby.
I feel like you could pass it. Like, you're just cruising. Lord? All of a sudden, you put Lord on. Or
Lord.
Lord. You know Lord is? L-O-R-D-E.
I know Lord. Who Lord is. Do you know who Lord is?
Yeah. We had this conversation. Like, I brought her up one time.
What were we talking about? Megan Trainor? No, the queen probably. Of 2016.
That's another example of someone, like, she's from New Zealand.
I'm all about that bass.
No.
Yeah, she's that from New Zealand. And I like Bang Them like, Sticks. Really?
Or maybe Walk of Shame. Oh my God.
Walk of Flutter.
No, okay. We were talking about Lord and, like, how that year, like, wow. It seemed like she ruled, like, music
the,
that year.
Be the queen of 2016.
Lord, she no, was no, the old Billie
Eilish. Not 2016, but that year.
What the fuck? That's not it.
Did I do that?
Did that ring any bells?
Like, I think it's true. Squidward. I'm thinking Squidward because of the voice.
I've been learning the words of 34 plus 35 because I've been listening to it so much.
Fucking Ariana Grande. You, go.
Yeah, but I have corpse. A girlfriend. So it's
corpse song? Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. Corpse husband.
You haven't heard about Corpse? Like, he's
some guy who plays Among Us. What about Die Very Rough?
Super deep voice. He sounds like that. That's one of the people make fun of.
AOC. That guy?
What about...
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
What about Die Very Rough?
How was your day?
Do you know all the lyrics of that song?
I don't know.
Yes.
I think I do. Mario, it's like a minute and a half. Mario, I mean, it's like a minute and a half and it's all the same shit.
Love me, low key. All
right, shut up.
Sorry, dude. I fuck with it.
I like...
it's embarrassing,
I like Meghan Trainor's whole album from 2015.
He knows the album title. Like,
it's either called Untitled or Deluxe. I kind of forgot right now.
I think it was Title, because you're like, I'm gonna tell it to Daniel, and I kept looking at him. Like,
yeah, because after you said that, I couldn't think of anything, so I went on my phone. I'm like, I fucking love Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, this guy like started naming songs and she started singing them like songs. I started putting them on.
I'm like,
well, I haven't heard a lot of songs, but still.
Shit. Also, Gas Pedal back in the day. Dizzy. I'm embarrassed to say that shit now. I don't even.
That song got me grinded on in middle school.
Yeah, I do. I keep bitches in the window. Threw it four. Back, dude. That was weird.
Red Nose.
Eighth grade, about to go to high school. That was funny. Also, freshman year. Freshman year, yeah. Freshman dance, yeah.
Red Nose. What are you talking about?
What song are you talking about?
Gas Pedal.
People are still playing that?
No. We're just.
Dude,
we're
what
just...
songs do you think they're playing these days? Like,
I don't know.
Whole lot of red.
Whole lot.
Bing, bing, bing. No. But the Mario Judo one.
Dude, if they play that a thing, that's a rager right there.
That's a little banging. I feel like now,
Hold on, Red.
If there's ever, like, dances.
I'm a big.
Again, it's just going to be like TikTok songs. I swear to God, it's just going to be TikTok songs.
Oh my God.
Songs
I'm a predator.
LED.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. It's kind of on there.
It's just funny. It's a funny, like, hype song.
What? Yeah, it's just a hype song.
The one from Madagascar? The one we were listening to earlier? And like, are you listening to this?
In 2016, everything changed when I fucking dropped dead.
I don't really fucking know. Nobody. It sounds really good when your subwoofer's turned all the way up.
Yeah.
We should do it tomorrow in the Santa Brothers parking lot. Like, right before we go shopping.
Dude, there's some subs that are so crazy. Like, you know how it is at my work? So, there'll just be somebody at the light. All of a sudden, the ground is shaking where I am. And I'm in, like, the back of the kitchen. Like, really, dog?
My dad used to work at a stereo shop. So, some crazy stereo systems just come in there. Like, a whole, like, a truck.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the inside lining of the truck, like, the bed liner, was just full of speakers and subwoofers.
Dude, and I follow a guy on TikTok with that.
If your subwoofer is shaking the metal panels on your car, it's up a little too high. Like, their fucking glasses, like, at a hertz, and it's about to crack and shit. It's like...
Omar's call, his rear mirror, it fucking shakes so violently. It's
like, dude. My dad hated that, too, and he worked at a stereo shop in fucking...
really, dude.
Fucking ghetto.
And then they moved. Now
we said that. Like, bro, everyone who goes in there isn't looking for speakers. They're looking for a subwoofer.
Now we're
for
speakers. Yeah.
And you're gonna sell them a subwoofer. You're gonna put it under their seat. Not even a line like someone's dad.
You better turn it up.
It annoys me how much that you, like, said that something, like, about your life was something and you lied about it. Like, what? Your name is Frank. You said your dad worked at like, insurance, like State Farm.
That's only for you, though. That's because you're
gullible.
Yeah.
It's not gullible. No, no. There's no reason to not believe it.
Really?
His dad works at insurance? I don't know. I didn't know his dad before. Once I started learning that he looked retarded, I was like...
My name is Frank.
And he was like, drop me off to McDonald's. And I was like, hey, Dad, let's try and watch him and see where he goes, because I bet he doesn't work at this.
How long did he believe that your name was Frank?
That wasn't that long. It was like maybe a day.
Yeah, it was like a day.
My name's Frank.
Well, I didn't know.
Imagine.
There's no way. Dude, why would I have a jacket that says Frank if it wasn't my name?
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
I don't know a Frank, dude.
This is completely off topic, Ray, but I'm all of a sudden reminded of Liam's Beast Mode hat. Beast Mode on.
Cat sushi.
I like the shirt on a very obese people that says orgasm donator.
Oh, yeah. Orgasm donor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that shit. It's good. You know what's weird? When Danny Duncan had the shirt Big Dicks Back in Town.
Big Dick is back in town.
Remember when he came back and there was a bunch of little trees planted next to his yard? Or backyard?
Fucking love watching Danny Duncan. I watch all of his videos.
Well, his shirt says Big Dick's Back in Town. I was like, he always makes fun that his dick is small, so it was weird just to see that. It's like Supreme Patty.
He changes it up. It's so funny when he invites, girls onto it, and then, everyone just, talks about,
For me, he's a celebrity. He's like, fucking...
He invited
Neil Armstrong?
Okay, so...
That was him?
That was him.
I was wondering who that was. I was like, who the fuck is that? So it was Neil Armstrong.
You didn't know it was Neil Armstrong?
I didn't see that, to be honest,
a month before that video came out, I was on a cycling craze for some reason. I don't know, you were watching the videos with me.
I didn't see.
When I kept watching, final sprints of 2000. Top 10 bike crashes.
I did see that. You were showing me stuff
top
five.
So as soon as I seen that, I'm like, oh, that's the guy.
It's Neil.
That's Neil. That's my guy.
They took all his shit. That's fucked
it's
up.
It's so funny how he's
all his medals and stuff.
Who?
The fucking Neil.
He got shit of all of his medals because he was drinking steroids. Horse piss.
Because he cheated. Yeah. Didn't he get his nutsack chopped off because of that? Or is that because he had cancer?
He had cancer.
They took all of his medals away?
Yeah, I think they stripped him of all of his medals.
Yeah. He fucking ruled the early 2000s, as an athlete in the athlete world. Wow,
cheating and stuff like that. Because that's countries against countries, so it's they take it more seriously.
I remember being a little kid, why the fuck do I know this?
As a little kid, I guess outside of our American sports, I felt Serena Williams was one of the top athletes, in my opinion.
Just in the world?
Michael Phelps.
He will go. I guess the master.
The best.
The masters of their
He's got
their
the
sports.
Most medals. And I don't know how long his times are going to... Records are... It's so surprising how world records are always broken, almost every year. It's how fast can...
Fucking... People... The old boxers were fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson, fucking Muhammad Ali, dude. Fucking... Go to little parts of Africa. They go, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad.
Sports back then are so, more on... Less strict.
What was the name before Muhammad Ali? What was Chuck?
Chuck Norris?
Sonny Liston.
Chuck Norris.
Muhammad Ali.
Chuck Norris.
Oh, Cassius Clay.
Clay, that's what it was. Cassius. You know how I know that? Fucking... I just watched that one Eddie Murphy movie. Trading Places?
Pluto Nash.
Not Trading Places. Coming to America. You haven't seen it? It's actually
Oh, they're coming out with the second one.
Of Coming to America?
Yeah. There's a new one coming out. First one?
There's also another Borat movie coming out.
A third?
Sure. That already came out.
Are you talking about the one that came out already?
Did it already come out?
How long ago did it come out?
Dude, you live under a rock.
How long did it go?
I haven't even watched the first Borat.
A month or two ago.
We brought it.
A month ago.
I know we did. We did.
I've never seen Borat. That's the thing.
Oh, so that's why you got the disc?
Yeah.
We have Borat?
We have the first one.
No, we were looking at it.
I thought
you said you hadn't seen it.
No, I've seen it. I think it was either a while ago.
Your mom hates it. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was either a while ago or I have seen parts of it.
Anyways, yeah, Coming to America 2 is a film. It's about, like, I think he had a son, so they're going to go see him. They're going to go find him. So they're going to New York.
Back to New York.
Guys know that movie? I think it's Eddie Murphy, where he's a superhero.
Pluto Nash.
Pluto Nash in 3D.
Don't know.
Oh, are you saying that because of Thanos?
Yeah.
Hey!
That's the only time I know that movie.
Look at 3. Can I get Pluto Nash in 3D? 2014 is cool.
God, I miss Thanos.
It's just...
It's not well, funny.
I don't know what the joke was. I didn't understand it. But it was just them and Gmod. And all of their stupid characters just wanting to go see Pluto Nash in 3D.
Still, I never really was watched that.
Was the whole
that.
Joke.
I didn't. Well, I never really was on the internet when I was younger. So all that time of YouTube.
The I only thing I ever watched much. Was that and I Has Cupquake, the Minecraft YouTuber. And
you don't know who that is? I remember that name, but I don't remember I Has any Cupquake. Of
she
made. Content.
She used to make the Oasis series.
She.
Boobies.
I don't think she showed
vagina
her face.
Beam. I remember the name, but I don't remember any of that
I
content.
I Has Cupquake. Dude, that was my shit
the,
for like
the name
two
I watched
the name
Sky. I watched Sky Does Minecraft. Yeah, I didn't watch Captain Sparkles, and I still don't. I watched a couple of his videos. He just, I don't.
I was really a bit like on him. An AdVenom craze recently.
I watched some Captain Sparkles videos. Reddit things. I was on Reddit shit for a long time. Reddit reactions. Yeah. I was like, dude, I don't even.
A lot more
find
people
this
do
enjoyable.
That than I thought.
I watched Sky Does Minecraft. Some of his friends.
Jerome.
I don't know if I watched
Major
Jerome.
Canadian.
Jerome ASF?
I watched Munching Potato.
Yeah. Damn, I haven't heard that name in a while.
Tyler Christie.
Tyler Christie.
Was his name. He was one of Sky's friends. He wasn't as popular, but he was really... He was pretty funny.
Throwback to Basher.
Basherverse.
Deadlocks. I think I watched Deadlocks.
I never watched Deadlocks videos.
I always watch popular MMOs mod videos.
Mudkips?
No, I watched DanTDM.
Apparently, Mudkips is still one of the best Minecraft players in the world, still.
Really?
Yeah. He was really close to beating Dream, and I don't think he fought him in his, like, going against, like, 50 YouTubers.
No, he didn't. I didn't know Dream. I didn't know Mudkip was a good player. I didn't even know that.
Whenever I'm watching the Dream, what is it, CMP with the Minecraft Championship?
SMP?
No, MCC.
No. MCC. Mudkips is always, like, in first place for a lot of
Have
shit.
Have you seen this shit?
Mudkips? Yeah, Mudkips.
I've never seen like, repping a gain in some, like, MCC. Random dude.
Especially in the parkour run. He wins a lot.
I've never...
Not the straight parkour, but, like, the
I've
one where they
seen,
have elytras.
I've never
she
seen
the gang. She was, like...
Really?
MCC. Or, like, I think he, like,
I don't
made
think
fun
he's
of
in
him
MCC.
Or something.
Are you thinking of a
and
different
person? And he was in the gang, and he
Don't look up Mudkips MCC really quick. I feel like I'm not crazy.
Husky Mudkips? Are you thinking Minecraft Monday?
Huh? No. I just seen the video like a couple weeks ago.
Well, because there's Filza. There's Filza, Pizza Hut, Dream. Sapnap is...
You know what? I might be thinking of Pizza Hut. Look up Mudkips, though.
How many finales are there going to be?
Did you see the new one?
Newest one?
Newest one came out yesterday.
Husky Mudkips, what happened was the second result.
Oh, have you guys heard about the KFC console?
I was just watching a video on Shitty, and I didn't get to finish it, but apparently it's going to cook chicken. Awesome.
What?
Yeah, so you remember like the
it's supposed to overheat.
The Hub collab. I don't know if that's happening anymore.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
So now it's a KFC and the Xbox collab.
Pornhub and Xbox are supposed to make a collab?
Yeah.
What do you guys
know? I don't
know so much useless
these,
information.
I think these are, like, they're all jokes, but I don't know.
The KFC one though, really, I was like, what? KFC's gonna come out
it's
of the console?
Cook
Video Game Donkey came out with it. I wanna watch it, but I'll watch it later.
That's who you were watching? Video Game Donkey?
No.
Oh.
Video Game Donkey's
you were
so
watching
Video Game. I was subscribed to him.
I haven't watched any of his. Is he still doing the same upload schedule?
He's
making jokes out of it. He's
like, mentioned it. Like, he like
really?
Made a thing about like. Yeah. So he like made a dream video. Like
I seen that one. Drama right. Monday.
Yeah,
let's
and
end
then
it.
He's like, my apologies, a dream. And
wait,
it's like a whole joke again.
Hey, let's end it.
I'm down.
Well, yeah,
it's over
yeah.
An hour.
I'm
yeah,
scratching my nuts, more like a pinch.
And right. Then, like, at the end, he was like,
you know,
oh shit, it was Minecraft 7.
A wise man once said, the fastest runner wins the race.